Fans, great to have you back with us as we get ready for Giants baseball. It's Joe Musgrove on the hill for San Diego today and Kevin Gausman for the San Francisco Giants as they go to clinch the National League West. It's a pleasure to bring in Tim Kirchen of ESPN, Baseball Tonight, and a great baseball analyst and author as well. I love talking ball with him. Tim, the very special day at the ballpark today. The Giants keep rolling 106 wins. I just can't believe it, but it happened.
Yeah, I can't believe it either. 106 wins, that ties for the most in the history of the franchise. 1904, the New York Giants won 106 games. That's how long it has been. And I didn't pick them to even make the playoffs at the beginning of the year. And I read this morning that Caesars, whatever that is, had them at 75 wins going into this season. 75! So I'm just not sure, Marty, that I have a comparable for a team that had at least expectations from others as low as it was and then end up with 106 wins so far. I mean, we've seen some laughs to first before. We've seen many of those, but not where the end is well over 100 wins. So this is unprecedented as far as I can tell. And it has been breathtaking to watch, even from afar.
Well, we've been following the wins along the way here. And the one that jumps out, the one statistic, the Boston Red Sox, World War II, 45 and 46. And they came back in 1946 with Ted Williams and Boo Ferris and all those names that you love. And they ended up winning over 100 games. That's the only comparable one that I could find, and it's really something to see this team play every day, Tim. And I guess the thought I have for you is you're not here, and you see the numbers and you see the scores every day. How do you put this together? What does this team have from afar? What do you see?
Well, they swing really hard at strikes, just in case they hit one. And that's a real skill, is to swing only at strikes. They also throw a lot of strikes. So if you throw strikes and you swing at strikes, you always have a chance. Last night, as you know, Marty, that's the 18th shutout by the Giants pitching staff. I did not see this staff being that good. And every day they seem to bring in somebody else who really makes a difference. And offensively, of course, they hit more homers than almost anyone in the major leagues. And they don't just do it with three guys in the middle of the order. They do it with 10 guys who hit 10 or more homers. I mean, 1 through 8 on a nightly basis in a National League game, your 8-hitter can really hurt you. And that's part of the battle here. I've covered a lot of games, teams, Marty, where teams have like 5 really great players on their team, and then 20 through 25, they're not very good. The Giants are the opposite of that. Their 25th guy not only plays, but he really produces.
Good point. No, the depth has been amazing. The starting pitching solid, and the bullpen has been lights out. And they've got a new guy now, Camilo Duval. And we think about Frankie Rodriguez and the splash he made in 2002 in that Angel bullpen with Percival and people like that. Duval looks like the real deal, Tim.
Yeah, I mean, this is ridiculous how well he has done. He hasn't given up a run yet. That's just amazing for a young guy in his major league debut coming in and just shutting people down. And I'm a big believer that you bring in a guy and you find the lightning in a bottle like this, and you run with the hot hand, whether he's been in the postseason or been in the big leagues very long. Don't worry about it. Just go. He's hot. Keep it up. That's exactly what the Angels did with Frankie Rodriguez, and that's one reason they won the World Series in 2002.
Well, these playoffs are going to be terrific. They really are. And, of course, the Cardinals, they've won 19 of 20. Wainwright has signed up for next year with Molina, and they're probably going to be the all-time greatest catching duo, pitching duo together. They've been fabulous, and if things hold with the Giants, the magic number's 1. It's Cardinals and the Dodgers. How about that matchup?
Yeah, that's going to be great, especially if Max Scherzer pitches that game for the Dodgers. If it is indeed a Dodger-Cardinal matchup, it'll be great. Wainwright has had one of the best seasons. Now, he's the 4th oldest player in the league, and he's doing this. In any other year, he might be a real Cy Young candidate, but there's so many other good ones out there this year, he's not going to win. But he's been great, and you're right. He and Molina, the record is 324 starts by Bill Freehand and Mickey Lolich, but there's a chance Yachty and Wainwright are going to break that record next year. But more important, he's got a chance to win the wild card game, and then who knows what happens then.
Well, the Cardinal rotation is getting a little bit better. Michaelis is pitching a little bit better, and they are getting away with Happ and folks like that in that rotation, but their bullpen is good. But how about the veterans? Look, the Giants have the core group of veterans. They're doing great. The Dodger veterans, and then you look at the Cardinal veterans with Arenado and Goldschmidt and the kid, I call him a kid, O'Neill, the bodybuilder. They're a very tough team.
Yeah, they're really good now. I mean, they've upgraded their defense with Arenado at third. Edmundo Sosa has done a great job at shortstop. And then when he got hurt, Paul DeJong stepped back in. But and it's their outfield that was so unproductive in recent years. But O'Neill is he's going to get some votes for a top 10 MVP for sure. Dylan Carlson's a good switch hitting young player. And this is the best I've ever seen Harrison Bader play. So I really like where the Cardinals are right now. It's impossible not to when you win 17 in a row and 19 out of 20. So this is playoff baseball. The Cardinals have been there a lot. Don't look past them under any circumstances.
No. So what about the Dodgers? Of course, look, the Dodgers, Giants, what a race they've had. The Dodgers have 104 wins right now. How about that? And Scherzer got knocked around a little bit. Bueller's been inconsistent. His last start was terrific. Kershaw looks like he's finished for the year. Urias could be a 20-game winner if he gets it done today. What do you think about the bums from Brooklyn?
Well, I think I did their game on Tuesday night against the Padres, and naturally you can't help but be impressed with the way Urias threw that night. But their starting pitching is great, even if they're only down to three starting pitchers now, because Kershaw doesn't look like he's going to pitch again this year. And he was actually a very important guy for them, not just because he's a great pitcher, but he would have allowed Urias to go to the bullpen where they need another lefty, like he did last year when he was so valuable starting and relieving. And now it looks like that plan is going to have to be put on hold. So the Kershaw injury is a big one. But the Dodgers still lead the league in runs scored. They are historically good in their pitching this year. They're going to have an ERA under 3. Their batting average against is going to be arguably the second lowest of all time. I mean, they are really loaded. But they're just not as been as great offensively as they were last year, even though they're still leading the league in runs scored.
Boy, and Trey Turner, how about the game he had last night?
Yeah, again, they at the trade deadline, they added the best pitcher available, Max Scherzer, and the best position player available in Trey Turner. He is a dynamic leadoff guy who also hits in the middle of the order. He and Scherzer make that team from really good to great, and that's why the Dodgers will be so dangerous if they're in the wild card and get past that game.
Oh boy, what a week this is going to be. All right, are we forgetting about the Brewers and the Braves? Now, both have good starting rotations. The Brewers lost Williams, their eighth-inning guy. Brewers don't hit a lot for me. The Braves are a solid team with all the pickups at the trade deadline. The bullpen with Will Smith, boy, that is a dicey road to go. Are we forgetting Braves-Brewers here in this whole thing?
No, I don't think so. I think the Giants and Dodgers are better than the Braves and the Brewers. And maybe the Cardinals are, too, with the way they're playing right now. But Atlanta's rotation, those three guys, Morton, Fried, and Anderson, have been good lately. And Fried has been brilliant since the All-Star break. Plus, they hit the ball out of the ballpark more often than any team in the National League. And what they did at the trade deadline, adding all those outfielders, was really important. The Brewers can outpitch anyone with those front three guys in the rotation and with Josh Hader in the ninth inning. So that's why you cannot count out the Brewers. But I'm with you, Monty. I don't know if they're going to score enough runs to win the World Series, and the Devin Williams injury is significant, but you can't trifle with them, not with Peralta, Woodruff, and Burns in that rotation.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll say it again. Tim Kurchin with us. For baseball fans and even the casual fan, this playoff is going to be something. Let's look at the American League very quickly, though. I got to watch Tampa Bay and the Yankees play last night. I watched some of that game. Tampa Bay is good. They are a very solid team. I think they may be the best team that I've seen all year, other than maybe the Giants.
Right. They're the best team in the American League, and it's a miracle they're as good as they are, given that Tyler Glasnow got hurt and they lost or traded Charlie Morton and Blake Snell. I mean, it's amazing how Kevin Cash has pulled that staff together. Plus, they lead the American League in runs scored. They piece it together, and Wander Franco, who was not on that team last year, he is a difference maker. He got the big hit last night, and I think the Rays are going back to the World Series in part because of their pitching and in part because Wander Franco is that good.
Yeah, he's a man. I'll tell you that. I got to watch him last night, and he's going to be the best player in the American League within a couple of years. It's kind of crazy with the wild card, Yankees, Toronto, Seattle, Boston. Probably Yankees, Boston should hang on, but who knows? We've got quite a weekend to figure that out.
Yeah, and we had a big meeting yesterday at ESPN on because we've got any play in game. So any game 163 that's played, it's on our air. So I can't wait. I can't sit still because I want to do a game 163 because play in games can be better in a way than playoff games, because if you lose a play in game, you don't even make the playoffs. The pressure is enormous. So I'm selfishly rooting for there to be at least a tie for one of those wild cards in the American League. So I get to do an extra game on Monday, and that'll bring a Game 7 feel to the first day of the playoffs.
Tim, thanks for being with us today. I'm looking forward to next week. I know you are, too. And we'll catch up again. Very good baseball. Great baseball. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you, Marty. Talk to you later.
All right, that is Tim Kurchin, ESPN. Boy, a pleasure to talk ball with Tim. All right, more coming up, KNBR 680-1045, the sports leader.